Ronnie Ummett is a senior researcher at the Center for African Migration and Society in Johannesburg. She's been working with Somali migrants in South Africa who've moved here because of civil war and economic stagnation at home. The Somalis have small shops selling basic goods, especially in poor townships around Cape Town.
They suffer disproportionately from crime. So I think a lot of them are just getting frustrated and are afraid. And so they're going back because it's not safe for a lot of them here. And a lot of them are deciding to return because they think it's safer in Somalia than it is in South Africa.
Crowds of locals sometimes attack Somali-owned stores. A spokesman for the Somali Association of South Africa, Hussein Omar, says some of his fellow migrants have been shot and stabbed to death.
In a few days' time, about 5 people were attacked and killed while they were busy in their shops. There were hijackings also, a lot of hijacking and robbery.
In 2008, haphazard mobs of poor South Africans randomly attacked migrants. But now, says Ummett, the anti-foreigner violence appears to be well organized.
So now a lot of the xenophobic attacks are really from competing businesses and competing South African shopkeepers who are really now leading these xenophobic attacks. And unfortunately, the police aren't taking a very effective stance in terms of their response.
But Omar insists there's a bigger conspiracy to drive the Somali traders out of South Africa.
From my perspective, the guys who are doing the operation are criminal opportunistic elements, but I suspect they are not operating alone. They are being used. The question we're looking for is who is behind these criminal elements.
Many Somalis suspect that shadowy but powerful figures are the true leaders of attempts to remove them from Cape Townships. Omar says their suspicions are fueled when the criminals who attack them seem to have impunity.
The police knows them, the community knows them, but the cases are not investigated properly. And that's why we think there's a high influence behind this.
Several politicians, including from the ruling African National Congress, have said the Somali shop owners are depriving South Africans of economic opportunities. After such statements, says Omar, the police usually launch so-called security operations against the Somalis.
They're only telling the Somalian shop owners to close, and then the police comes and they spray tear gas on them, and you know, all that thing that hasn't got a legal ground.
Ronnie Ummett says the police often stand by and watch as mobs loot and burn Somali shops, while the migrants cower in terror behind the armed officers.
These shops will be looted and the police will view their responsibility as saving lives but not saving property. People get intimidating letters saying leave your shops by a certain day or else. The police don't respond to that.
The South African Police Service denies it discriminates against foreigners. It says it's dedicated to protecting all life, regardless of differences such as nationality. Omar acknowledges that the police have helped some of his fellow Somalis.
I have to mention there are some areas where the police did a very good job and things improved it very well. The harmony and the security has improved it greatly. They investigate very well. They listen to the complainants and they follow up. They work with the local communities to identify the criminals, and the criminals were apprehended.
But he says this is the exception, and the rule is that Somalis feel they've nowhere to turn for help.
Some areas I know the police are doing nothing and the criminals are just moving freely while the traders can identify who come to them, how they look, all that, then we're not seeing the police doing anything.
Omar says all he and his fellow Somalis want is to be treated fairly. But in a South Africa still swept by xenophobia, he agrees that this may be too much to ask. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.